The problem has long been recognised, getting credit flowing again to businesses. If firms can't keep borrowing money to maintain their cash flows, there'll be more closures, more job losses, and the economic tailspin will continue to gather pace. It's that fear that's been concentrating minds in the government. Later, ministers are expected to announce a complicated plan involving £10 billion of taxpayers' money. That'll be used to underwrite loans to help medium-sized businesses refinance some £20 billion worth of debt that's due for repayment this year. The plan's not as far-reaching or as simple as the £50 billion scheme the Conservatives have been proposing, but the party's business spokesman, Alan Duncan, says it's a step in the right direction.
Inasmuch, at last, they're doing something that we've been calling for weeks, then we'd welcome it. Now, it would appear that it's going to be a bit more complicated, that it's not going to be as big, but at last and at least, it is heading in the right direction and beginning to address the problem that people are crying out for.
So how does it work? Banks will have to pay a fee if they want 50% of their short-term working capital loans underwritten. These are loans businesses use to keep their day-to-day finances on track. Crucially, banks that sign up will have to agree to start providing the riskier, longer-term loans to viable businesses that need the cash. These are the credit lines firms are finding so hard to come by. The chief executive of the British Bankers Association, Angela Knight, says the idea looks good on paper, but businesses need to do their bit too.
If that is taken in conjunction with the businesses themselves, looking at their costs and looking at how they need to structure their company for a recession, then let's call it a very good stage one. What I can't say is what the depth or the length of the recession will be.
Don't worry, Angela. No one knows what the depth or the length of the recession will be. It's the $64,000 question, or rather the £600 billion question, because that's how much the taxpayer has already pumped into the banking system. And not everyone is sounding positive about the government's latest multi-billion pound wheeze.
At the moment, the banks are effectively on strike, and that strike needs to be broken.
That's the Liberal Democrat Treasury spokesman Vince Cable, a politician who so far has been right on the economy more than most. He says the government needs to give clear directions to the banks, some of which it now owns.
It's giving them very confusing messages as to whether they should lend more or hoard more. And in the case of the banks like NatWest, Royal Bank of Scotland, which are already 60% government-owned, I mean, they should be run as state banks.
So Vince Cable isn't convinced, but the government hopes he'll be proved wrong this time. If the scheme works, Gordon Brown will have used a comparatively cheap sprat to catch a very expensive mackerel. The taxpayer will, in theory, be liable for £10 billion, but because the likelihood of widespread defaults on the taxpayer-backed loans is small, the government hopes it isn't risking too much money on a plan it hopes will produce a big return, getting the economy back on track.